You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill European Football Podcast with Alex Stone and Ray Druitt with you for the penultimate time this season to guide you through the best of the weekend's action. A European Football Podcast with a little bit of a twist this week in that we're not featuring many of the sides that we've featured throughout the season. We're focusing on the relegation battles, or at least in three of the games there are relegation connotations, one in Spain and two in Germany. We've also got the Rome derby to look forward to on Monday evening between Lazio and Roma. We'll get to that in just a second. But firstly, on the line, not next to me, he couldn't be bothered to come in today, is Ray Druitt. Hello, Ray. How are you?
Very good, thanks, Alex. How are you?
Yeah, not so bad. Bit of a poorly throat, but can't complain because we've got a feast of football this week, and there really is something for everybody, isn't there? You've got the teams that are, you know, you get to watch the teams that have maybe already won the title or are cruising at the end of the season. But we're going to focus more on teams that have got things to play for, plenty of battles for European places, and more importantly, for relegation places in the major European leagues.
Yeah, well, I think you hit the nail on the head. Usually we will, you know, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Juventus will take part in pretty much every single podcast. We've got a couple of 2014-2015 debutants featuring today. You know, some of the sides we haven't touched upon at all, which will be really good to, you know, to give them a little preview just before the season ends. Mm. And as you said, with an awful lot riding on some of these games, you know, we've got the Rome derby, which is massive in itself, but a relegation battle in both of the German games. Then we've got a relegation team facing a Champions League contender in Spain. So we've got, we've got an awful lot going on. It's just because it's coming to an end doesn't mean it's a bad week of football.
No, that is true, and there's plenty of bets to put up. And often at the end of the season as well, you see games that are priced up a little bit wrong because you need one team to win, and just because they have to win doesn't mean that they will win. So there's potentially some value to be found there. We're going to start with a game that has absolutely no bearing on relegation clashes because they're two sides that have had largely successful seasons. It is the Rome derby between Lazio and Roma, and it's coming up in just a second.
Serie A.
Lazio are 11-8, the draw is 12-5, and Roma are 19-10 for the Rome derby. This one coming up on Monday at 5 o'clock. Roma lead by 1 point coming into this in the hunt for the Champions League group stage place ahead of Lazio. Third is qualification, where Lazio are at the minute. But fourth is the Europa League. They're currently 3 points clear of Napoli. That's at the time of recording on Thursday. But of course, by the time they play this on Monday, Napoli will have played at Juventus on the Saturday. Tricky game to call this one, Ray. Plenty riding on it, not least the local bragging rights. But you'd expect it to be a little bit feisty.
Yeah, I mean, what a time for a Rome derby. Second to last game of the season. Both sides fighting for pretty much the same position. It's fantastic timing, and as you said, you know, there's so much riding on it, not only the Champions League position, local pride, which always makes it a little bit tastier, and probably the best thing about it is neither of these two sides are in fantastic form, both of them inconsistent over the last 6 to 8 weeks, so you don't have a clue what's going to happen. You genuinely don't know which of these sides is going to turn up and perform, or how they're going to perform, which from a betting aspect, yeah, it makes it a little bit difficult to maybe get a grasp on it. But from an entertainment value, I think we're in for an absolute cracker.
Lazio's home form's been predominantly really, really strong so far this year, this season, I should say. Whereas Roma, the reason they haven't been able to live with Juventus, or one of the reasons, is that they've just drawn too many games. Now, Lazio 11-8, the draw 12-5, Roma 19-10 as we speak. I'd say that that's priced up just about right, wouldn't you?
I don't like the 11-8 on on Lazio here. If I'm being honest, I think they're a bit too short. Considering, yes, I know their home form has been very, very strong. You know, we've been advocates of Lazio all season. Only lost, I think it's 5 at home and drawn against Chievo. So they've won the other, 12 matches at home. But I'm just not... They're playing an awful lot of games. They don't have a big squad. They were in action on Wednesday night in the Coppa Italia. Went 120 minutes. I think that the games are going to start to catch up with them. And having won, 3 of the last 7, I don't think this is a perfect time for them to be having this derby. And I don't like the 11-8. Although I do think they should be favourites. I'm just not convinced they should be 11-8 favourites.
Okay. Would you take them to beat Roma then? Or do you think that Roma can go there and, well, I wouldn't say spring a shock, but go and win there?
Well, I mean, they're certainly capable of doing, but I mean, their away form has been a little bit shaky. They've won 3 of the last 4 games, but those 3 wins, I mean, you have to go back 7 or 8 games again before they won again from that. You know, they're a side who have performed well in the last month, but over the stretch of 6 to 8 weeks have been pretty shaky. They've got a decent away record of Roma, second best in the division. They're still a very, very strong side, despite maybe all of us looking down a little bit this season as underperforming based on their overachievements last year.
Yeah, I think that's the key, isn't it? I think they've performed almost to type this season. Last year was an exception in that they were exceptionally good, much as you see Liverpool in the Premier League almost being judged on that one good season that they had. Roma are a similar sort of side in that sense, aren't they?
Yeah, I think, you know, they got all their players working at the right time and it just clicked, and unfortunately they just came up against certainly in Roma's case just a pretty much an immovable object in Juventus, and Juventus haven't, for me, I don't think Juventus have been better than last season. It's just that Roma have been worse than they were last season. But it is what it is. They're still a good side, and I mean, I still think they'll be delighted with a second place finish, but they have to get something from this game to seal that, and their recent head-to-head record against Lazio suggest they've got work to do, which may be why the bookies have priced them up at 11-8 favourites. So I think they've only lost 1 of their last 8 against Roma, have Lazio.
Yeah, it's not a phenomenal record that Roma have against them. What bets have you looked at in this game then, Ray?
I think the outright is just too close to call. I really, really do. I probably would side with Lazio, but as I said, I don't really like the price. I think the overs, over 2.5 match goals is a player. It's a pick'em at 10-11 for the overs and unders. And I mean, I can see why it's a pick 'em, because the last 12 games have seen 6 overs and 6 unders. But the way these sides are playing of late, I mean, we've watched a lot of Lazio this season, and you know, the minutes they're playing, I think there's going to be goals in this one, because I think there's going to be a lot more space, a lot of tired legs, not to mention maybe a few players not being on the pitch at 90 minutes, which we'll come to in a few moments. But for me, in this one, I could go for the both teams to score, but I'm just going to go with the over 2.5 at 10-11. One important thing for Lazio is that they've got Stefan De Vrij back. I think he played 106 minutes again in the Coppa Italia against Juventus on Wednesday, and then got taken off, obviously. I mean, he's been out for a little while. We know their win percentage drops significantly when he's not about. With him being back, I think this is probably going to be a draw, and I'll probably be looking at a 2 apiece here. I think we've got goals. It was 2 apiece earlier on in the season. But for me, overs is the way to go.
Okay, 14-1 for the 2-2 draw this time around. You mentioned the possibility of cards, Ray. What are the stats like in this match?
Well, I mean, it's 5 in the last 6, 5 red cards in the last 6 games between these two sides. Admittedly, I think it's none in the last 2, and those five red cards are spread over 4 games, which, I mean, it's not overwhelming, but there's an awful lot riding on this game. You know, we know just how feisty these can be. Lazio, of course, had 2 players sent off a couple of weeks ago against Inter Milan in the league. So I do think we get cards. Red card will hopefully be priced up in just a few days' time. Obviously, we're Thursday now. This game is not till Monday. Hopefully, someone will be able to see a decent price for a red. But when these two sides get together, when there's nothing riding on it, it can be pretty feisty. When you've got a Champions League spot riding on it, potentially, then, it could get very nasty.
Okay. Best bet in the game, then?
I'd probably have to go the overs because I don't like the 11-8 on Lazio. I mean, what do you think? Obviously, you think it's priced up right. Do you think Lazio are a good bet, 11-8?
Not necessarily. I'm in a similar camp to you. I think that they are the right prices, but Roma are very hard to get a handle on. I couldn't back them to win. I couldn't back them to be beaten, and I don't particularly like, as a punter, I don't particularly like backing the draw unless I'm, you know, mad keen on it. So from that point of view, the outrights are difficult. I think if I was going to have a bet, it would be red card. I hope that the price is juicy enough, and because you would expect them to be kicking lumps off each other, particularly
exactly.
if one side is losing late on as well, you'd imagine that all hell could potentially break loose. So that would be my idea of a bet in that one.
I think I did like the Lazio to score over 1.5, which I think was 6-5. Mm. And then because I expected it to be a close game, I also looked at Roma to score over 1.5. And I think that was about 8-5. So, I mean, we do have... if you don't want to go on the particular overs, but you do fancy a side maybe to score a couple, if not win the game.
Yeah.
Then the over 1.5 could be a play. I think it's 6-5 and 8-5 for the respective sides.
Okay. Right then, we'll move to Spain for the next game. It's Almeria against Valencia coming up on Saturday, and you'll hear Ray's thoughts on the game after this.
La Liga.
Almeria are 7-2, the draw is 16-5, and Valencia are 4-6 for this one coming up on Saturday at 5:30. Almeria have to win and hope that other results go their way in order to stay up. Meanwhile, Valencia have to better Sevilla's result to get into the Champions League next year. Again, with plenty riding on it, Ray.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly from Valencia's point of view, they can still finish third, providing they win and Atleti lose. I think Atleti are playing Depor, if I'm not mistaken. I think they are anyway. They could, if Atleti lose and Valencia win, then you know they will climb above them, which is really important because you know they'll be in third position, not fourth, so they won't have to even play the qualification. So
no, sorry, Atleti travel to Granada. Sorry, Ray.
Granada.
Barcelona.
It's a fellow relegation candidate, isn't it, for Almeria? So. I think there's an awful lot riding on this for Valencia, but equally, well, probably more for Almeria. And this is not an easy place to go, and I think Valencia are going to find this tough. I really do. I'm opposing them. I'm opposing Valencia. I've been a massive advocate of them all season. Really, really big fan of the manager, their players, the way they've taken the game to so many big teams. But they're a different side at home than they are away. And away, they just haven't been up to it for me.
Okay.
Almeria's home form hasn't actually been that bad. You expect them to have poor form. That's why they're in a relegation battle. You know, you expect them to be struggling. But their home form recently has been all right. I think up until 2015, so we're talking the first half of the season, they picked up 3 points at home, which were 3 draws against Espanyol, Cordoba and Elche. But in that period, they played 5 of the top 7, including Barcelona, Real Madrid, Atletico. Since the turn of the year, they've only lost 2 at home, a few draws, 3 wins. So they've turned some decent form at the right time, at home, where it matters. And if you've got a side who do struggle a bit away from home coming towards you at the back end of the season, I think the odds against of Almeria to get something here is a bet.
Okay, Almeria 7-2. Headline offers are Bufuma to score and Almeria to win at 7s. Alcacer to score, Valencia to win at 6s. I agree that there's very little value in Valencia here. That's not to say they can't win, but at 4-6, I could not be backing them. Would you back Almeria on the outrights then, or could I tempt you with perhaps a draw no bet, Ray, available at 12-5? It's a whopping price on Almeria. But the fact is, they do have to win.
Of course they do, which I guess does play into Valencia's hands a touch. 10 minutes to go and Almeria have got to commit men forward, because if not they're going down, then of course there's a chance that Valencia could nick something. And equally, if they have scored, they score early, they set in, and then Valencia have got the whole game to try and break them down. So you know, there's lots of ways this one could play out, which is why in-play betting is so good. So obviously, you know, that is an option. I'd be pretty much betting and then watch the game and, you know, cover your bets in play. But Valencia, they've lost one of 16 games. You know, one of the last 16 league games, and that was away at Barcelona. So there'll be people listening to this thinking Valencia are cracking better than 4-6. But for me, they draw too many. Five of their nine games away from home. Sorry, five of their draws. I think they've drawn nine. And I think five of them have come recently away from home. Mm-hmm. They're a much weaker side on the road. They don't score as well at the same rate on the travels that they do at home. We've known that we've smashed three or four consistently at home this season. But I think they've only four times this season have they scored. Sorry, six times this season have they scored two or more goals away from home.
Okay.
The others have all just been one. The traders think Almeria score here because both teams are scoring priced up at 4-9. So if you're already giving Almeria a goal, and we know Valencia don't consistently score two or more, then I'd be looking at the Almeria or the draw at 6-5.
Yeah. No, you've made a very good point for that, Ray. I think it adds up as a stats bet. It adds up in many ways, actually. There'll be plenty of punters that are keen to back them. So is that how you go then? Double chance at 6-5?
I would, yeah. I know it doesn't really help Almeria, and it could be one of those bets, you know, 70 minutes. If you can get decent cash-out value, then maybe look at doing a bit of trading, because Almeria will have to go for the game. And as we said, you know, they could get stung late on by Valencia, who, well, as we said, a win for them guarantees them Champions League. But they have found it tough, Valencia, recently against Almeria. The last three occasions, they've put up a really good fight. They've drawn one, and they've won one each. And I think the game earlier on in the campaign at the Mestalla was 3-2 to Valencia. We expect Valencia to score at home, but we don't expect them to concede that many. And so Fide went there and scored two. So I think they can get a couple at home, Almeria. And that's the way. I mean, that's my only bet. That's the only one I've researched strongly. I think they're both in to score as a player at 4-9, but I think the 6-5 on the Almeria Roger is much better value.
Okay, so avoid Valencia. The message from
which is a shame. As I said, because I really like Valencia.
I agree.
I've been a fan all season. You know, obviously, one of my anti-post bets was a big old price for Valencia to finish above Atleti. But I just, it's interesting because they've drawn a lot of the games recently. They drew against Celta last week, which is a terrible result, really, when you think about it. But yeah, the week before they went to the Bernabeu and got a draw against Real Madrid, which was hailed as a great result. Mm. I just think they do have games. They don't lose many, but they do draw too many. And I think that could be the problem here for them.
All right, fair enough. OK, we'll move to the 60-second games then, Ray. We've got two to look at, and they come from what will be a very, very intense Bundesliga on the final day. I'll just give you the bottom of the table as things stand. All have played 33 games. Paderborn have 31 points, Hamburg on 32, 33 for Stuttgart, 34 for Hamburg and Freiburg, and 35 for Hertha Berlin. No one is relegated as of yet. All six theoretically could go down. Well, not all six. There will be three of them eventually. The bottom two, currently Paderborn and Hamburg, will go down. The team in 16th will play in a playoff against the team from the second division. And, well, there's many, many permutations. We'll try and get onto them in a second. But crucially, Paderborn, who are bottom, play Stuttgart, who are currently 16th on the final day. And Hanover host Freiburg, currently 15th and 14th, sitting just on top of the relegation places. Incidentally, Hamburg are at home to Schalke, who will want to win to guarantee themselves a place in the Europa League group stage and not have to qualify. And Hertha, who you'd imagine will be out of it, travel to Hoffenheim, who have got very, very little to play for. So I think that sums it up quite nicely. We're going to focus on the two games involving the sides that could go down. That is Paderborn and Stuttgart and Hanover and Freiburg. We're going to start with Hanover-Freiburg, and Ray's thoughts on the game are coming up after this.
The Bundesliga.
OK then, Hanover against Freiburg coming up at 2:30 on Saturday. Hanover 19-20, the draw 11-4, Freiburg are 13-5, Ray. The draw could be enough for both these sides, but they won't know that before the game. Certainly could be something to look at in play, but which way do you see this one going?
Well, I think this is a really, really entertaining game. Hanover won the last time out, gave themselves a chance with a win away at Augsburg. It's their first win, 17 games. Having won their opening three league games, they've only won two more at home all season. Despite the seven home defeats, they don't get battered often. I think the highest score of 3-0 But one to note, both teams to score have landed in the last 8 league games up. Freiburg got some kind of reprieve when they played Bayern last weekend. It was the first time Bayern have lost a Bundesliga match in 122 games, having taken the lead. Freiburg did it somehow. They've only lost 2 of the last 8 Bundesliga games. Best form coming into this game. They've drawn the last 3 on the road against Hamburg, Stuttgart, Schalke. Yes, 2 of them fellow relegation candidates. And the 4 they've lost away from home since November have been against the top 4 sides, Gladbach, Bayern, Wolfsburg and Leverkusen. Freiburg have also lost only once of their last 7 against Hannover. You see where I'm going?
Go on.
17-20, Freiburg to win or draw.
Okay, double chance.
I give them something here. I think they've formed strong. I really do.
Yeah, I agree that Freiburg come into this in good form. I just think Hannover have just got enough about them to win this one. But it could be that neither side has to win, and a draw may be played out. It certainly could be something to watch and play, because it'd be interesting to see if the traders do price it up like that. If other results are going their way and both sides know that a draw would keep them up, it would be interesting to see if the draw is priced up as it normally would be at the 70-minute mark in a normal Bundesliga match, or if the traders react and make it a shorter price. But there could be some value to be had potentially there. That said, I'm a Hannover fan here, but I'm with you, Ray, in that I think both teams score. That's too short a price for me to take. So my tip in this would be Hannover and both teams to score. And what would your best bet be? The double chance on Freiburg?
It would be, yes. But the both teams to score, I think, is backable, you know, accumulator-wise. 4-7. It's landed in 7 of the last 8 games between these two sides as well. So yeah. I think strong stats. But, yeah, it's probably maybe short as a single. If you are looking for an accumulator, then the 4-7 is a way to go. But I think Freiburg gets something. I've been really, it's one of those where you look at them and you think, your form's not that bad. Why are you down there?
Yeah.
You know, why are you struggling the way you are? I mean, the fact they've only lost 4 away since November and they've been against the 4 sides, you know, right at the top is pretty strong form for me.
Okay. Right, fair enough. A difference of opinion there with us two for that one. I'm a Hannover man, Ray is a Freiburg man. And we'll see what we think about the final game that we're going to preview on this podcast. It is between Paderborn, who are not quite as good as Down. A win for them could give them a chance of taking part in the playoff match, potentially. Stuttgart know that they pretty much have to get something from this game against Paderborn to stand any chance whatsoever. Ray's thoughts coming up after this.
The Bundesliga.
Also, Saturday at 2:30, Paderborn 12-5. The draw 11-4. Stuttgart are even money. As I said, Paderborn have got it all to do. They need a win. But Stuttgart have had a really poor season. That said, they have won their last 2, Ray.
Yeah, I mean, they have started to pick up the form at the right time. Unlike Paderborn, their overall form isn't too bad, though. I mean, they don't a long losing streak. They don't go on a long winning streak. It's more like win one, lose 3. They've lost their last 2, picked up a win and a draw before that. They've only lost one of their last 4 home games as well, although they've only won one. So they do stand a chance of getting a draw here. Of course, we know that's not enough. Stuttgart currently, as you said, they're in the relegation spot. As long as they win, you know, they probably should be okay. Good news for them that they've won their last 2 against Hamburg and Mainz. The bad news is they've only won one away. Sorry, they've only won away on 3 occasions this season, and they've lost their last 4. I can't touch the outright. Neither side's good enough. I don't think Stuttgart should be short halves like they are. Voting to score at 2-5. 62% of Paderborn's home games voting to score. 69% of Stuttgart's away games voting to score. Stick that with overs. 8-13.
Okay, so both teams got an overs.
Yeah, I mean, you can't play the outrights for me. Stuttgart are too short.
But, yeah, I agree. I agree they are. That said, if they do win, they will be safe.
What, of course
with,
they will, yeah.
With Hannover playing Freiburg, you know, both sides can't win that. That incentive's there. But like I said, do you want to back a side that have to win? You know, just because they have to win, there's no indication that they will win. Otherwise, what have they been doing for the previous 33 games? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, if teams won when they had to, then I mean, no one would ever get relegated, would they?
Yeah.
I mean, the season would just never stop. I can't back them at what they even money, did you say?
They are even money.
Yeah, I can't back them at even money. I know Paderborn are not great, but you know, they've shown this season they are capable of nicking the odd result, which is why they're you know, they don't go on these long losing streaks. I can't back them. I know the voting to score an over is not a fantastic price at 8-13, but it's, you know, it's a strong stats bet. And if the traders are giving you 2-5 for both teams to score, which happens so consistently, 62%, 69%, throw a goal on top of that, I mean, you wouldn't be worrying too much.
Okay. All right, fair enough. We don't have any markets on website as we speak for teams to be relegated in the Bundesliga. They may pop up later. Out of interest, Ray, I don't know if you've got the table in front of you, but who would you think will go down? Are we going to write Paderborn off?
Yeah, I think Paderborn are gone.
Who joins them? Hamburg, who hosts Schalke. Not an easy game for them to have to win.
I think that probably ends in a draw, to be honest.
Okay, which would leave them on 33. Are we saying that Stuttgart gets something at Paderborn?
Probably, yeah. But I don't think they get... they might win, but I'd side with a draw there.
Right, okay. So that would leave Hamburg in trouble. And you said that you think Freiburg can win at Hanover. So going on your logic, Hamburg and Paderborn, as things stand, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. And Stuttgart will go into the playoffs, which I think they'll probably win.
Yeah.
I think they'll win that playoff and retain their Bundesliga status. But, Paderborn have dropped. Paderborn started the season really well. I think they picked up positive results in 6 of their first 8 fixtures. Mm. And since then, they've just dropped like a stone. But as I said, they'll lose 3 and then they'll pick up a draw or a win. So it doesn't seem like the form's that bad. But again, you know, they are pretty weak.
Yeah. Okay, then naps. Where are you going to go for your nap, Mr. Ruitt?
I'm going to say brave. People will say stupid. I'm taking Almeria on the draw here, 6-5. Valencia have let me down too many times away from home to see them a good price up. So I'm going to oppose them.
Okay. You can be both brave and stupid. It is allowed. So Almeria or the draw for Ray. I'll go with Hanover and both teams to score 12-5. In that relegation 6-pointer in the Bundesliga. Best of luck with all your bets this weekend. If you've got any queries or questions or tips, get in touch with us at alexdunn0307 and at Ray Druitt. Make sure you listen to William Hill's in-play radio over the weekend as well, because a few of these games could be rather interesting in play. But I've been Alex Dunn and he's been Ray Druitt. Say goodbye, Ray.
Goodbye, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.